Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is the very first podcast. You are tuning in live to J Best For Real with Jaden Best. I'm going to talk about a few topics we're going to get in weekly, but this is something that's just going to be powerful and inspirational, I believe. It's going to be something that can touch your heart, something that you can use in your daily and active life, something that you can actually apply. And that's what I'm all about, application. As long as you can apply it, you can't deny it. But I just want to thank you all for tuning in. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started. What's up? What's up? This is Jaden Best again. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here, having me. But so we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. I just want to go ahead and say that, you know, being a young voice in this generation, it is hard. I can tell you that being a young man, it is hard, you know, hard work. And once you get out of high school, life hits you like a sack of nickels. But I can tell you that this has been a journey. And I can say that, you know, I haven't, as far as starting this broadcast, I did, you know, have this idea, this conjured up in my mind by itself, you know. And so I'm one of those that like to take leaps of faith. So this leap was of faith. And I can tell you that my faith is more than the size, greater than the size of a mustard seed. So I know God is going to make provision. But I do have some people to thank. I want to thank, you know, my pastors, Apostles Wayne and Deborah Shepherd. And then I want to thank my mom, Misty Pittman, and everybody else, you know, in my family, because I'm a family oriented guy. So enough about me. We're going to go ahead and get this thing started. this is something that, you know, has really been on my heart about my generation, but it is investing. I want to go ahead and give you the definition of an investment. An investment is the action or process of investing money for profit or material results. Now, I can say this now. An investment doesn't always have to be money. It could be your time. It could be your listening. It could be your presence. It can be anything that causes you to have to sacrifice. And an investment doesn't always have to be a sacrifice. It's just something where you're giving up so that you can have more. You know, the term, you got to spend money to make money, but also you got to give time to have time. And, you know, we're losing time. So it's always important that whenever you're investing, you go ahead and jump for it. You can't hesitate, because when you hesitate, sometimes you might lose. You might miss out on what God is trying to give us. We miss out on a lot of things because we get fearful, and we allow the things that we see. We allow the things that we hear. We allow the things that we know to stop us and hinder us from getting to where God wants us to be. So it's important that whenever we do jump on faith, whenever we do take that leap, that we ensure and make sure that we trust in the parachute that we're leaping with. You got to understand that your parachute is not just, oh, okay, I have this person here that I can depend on. No, your parachute has to be something to where even when those people that you thought you can trust in, the people that you believe you can trust in, if they let you go or if they leave you, that you're still going to be able to, you know, safely land. And you got to understand that in your landing, the landing can be rough as well. But we're not going to get into that right now. I'll get into that later on. But right now, I'm just going to talk to you about the investment. You got to first understand what you're going to be investing in. Are you going to be investing in someone else, or are you going to first invest in yourself? It's important that whenever you're investing, that first you understand what you're going to lose. You have to understand and have a mindset that, yes, it's possible that I could have a great loss. But you got to understand that in your loss, God is only preparing you to gain more. The Bible says that our gifts will make room for us. God says that in the Bible that he'll give us blessings that we won't have room to receive. But first, we have to be able to understand that we have to invest our time. We have to invest in prayer. We have to invest in sacrificing. We have to invest in love. We have to invest in all the fruits of the Spirit that's in Galatians. So we got to understand that when we're investing, we know what we're investing in. Then also we got to make sure that not only what we're losing, but we got to understand the benefits of our investment. Is it going to benefit you? Are others going to be benefited? What benefits will they have? Will they be inspired? Will they be encouraged? Will they be moved? Will they be changed? Will they be healed? Are they going to be delivered? Are they going to be set free? Will they get offended? Will they be angered? You got to look at different aspects of your investment. But most importantly, you got to make sure that your investment benefits you on a positive scale, because sometimes we can have bad investments that produces bad fruit. You got to understand the Bible also says be fruitful and multiply. So we got to make sure that our multiplication is not divided. We got to make sure that there's one vision. We got to make sure that we're investing in one thing, and that investment broadens and spreads and it allows everything else to fall in place. But first we got to understand that our investment is what makes what and who we will become later on. What are you invested in? Are you investing in music? If you're investing in music, what genre of music you're investing in? If you're investing in retail, what type of retail are you investing in? Are you invested in clothing? Are you invested in product sales? Are you invested in marketing? Are you investing? Just what are your investments? What do you feel your skill will produce for you? What do you feel will give you the best outcome, will make you the best impact, will make you the biggest influencer in today's society? And so the investment. Being 18, I've had to make a lot of investments. I've lost a lot of things because of investments I've made in. I've made a lot of investments in people that I thought would be in my life to this day. But still, you know, that was a bad investment because now they're not here. And I'm not saying that to say that you can't invest in people, but I'm saying that to say that you have to be aware that your investment can always fall. That's just like the stock market. When you look at the stock market, you have the uptrend and you have the downtrend. Whenever you see a downtrend, you get scared, you get frantic. But you can't always look at the trend. You got to make sure that you're following your faith. Whatever your faith is saying, you got to make sure that you're looking at the pattern. You got to make sure that if it's down, if it's going down, but you've seen an increase, a steady increase going on, you know, from time to time, then you got to make sure that, hey, even though it's going down, I know and I trust that it's going to have an uptrend. That's how they do in the market. Even in an uptrend, whenever they're making that money, it's going up. They still have to have in their mind that at any point, this thing could go down. At any point, this thing could go down and I could lose a lot. I could lose this investment. I could lose this money. I could lose this time. I could lose this space. I could lose this opportunity. So you got to make sure that when you're investing, you're looking at all possible outcomes. You got to make sure that your outcome is better than your income. My God, you got to make sure that whatever it is you're putting in will be greater when it comes out. You got to make sure that the product is better than whatever it is you use to consume. The consumer goods have to be better, have to be less than the producer goods. Why am I saying that? Because whatever you produce, the Bible says that it talks about our fruits have to be greater than our labor. So you got to make sure that whatever it is you're laboring in, it's greater. Because see, at the end of the day, whenever you produce something, it speaks for you. You got to make sure that whatever it is you're doing is speaking for you. And you got to understand that you're investing. Invest your time in you first. Let me say that. I have to emphasize that, especially for my generation. You know, it's been a lot of times where we see people, they in high school, they're prospects and they have these things going for them, these great things going for them. And they're big and they've been in the news, they've been in the newspapers, they've been in articles, they've had interviews with different companies and things of that nature. And then they get out into the real world and then they fall. Everything collapses. And that's because they didn't manage the investment. managing your investment, making sure that whatever it is you're investing in, that you're managing how, you're managing when, and you're managing where you're putting your investments, making sure that you're not telling everybody what you're investing in, because see, some people will try to steal your share, will try to steal your stock. And see, when they try to steal your stock, because God ordained for you to have control over the production and the impact and the production of what it is you could have done when you took on that investment, it won't be as great for them. Why? Because they're not anointed to carry it. They may have an anointing, don't get me wrong, but see, because God has specific things for us, God has specific gifts for us. So whatever God gives us, he knows that we could use it 110% more than someone else. But see, they may have a gift that God didn't want us to have, that they could use 110% more than we can. It's all about the investment. Are you going to invest in your gifts? What are you good at doing? What can you do with your hands? What can you do with your mind? What can you do with your legs? Can you walk, and can you lead people? Can you hand on hand teach people? Can you speak to others? Can you inspire others? Can you touch others' heart? Can you change them? Can you equip them with the necessary tools, the necessary knowledge, in order to be who God called them to be? You know, we are in this now politically correct world. Nobody can talk about anything that has to do with politics. I'm going to tell you, we're not going to be politically correct on here. But at the end of the day, we have to understand that people need to invest in where you live. People turn down, they say this, that, and the third about the presidency. But at the end of the day, who's praying for him? Because at the end of the day, he still holds the title as president. We have to pray. We have to invest our prayers in the things that lead us. You have to invest your prayers in the change you want to see. You have to invest your time in the things you want to see change. You have to invest money in the things you want to see change. Because at the end of the day, no matter what we say, no matter what we do, if it's not changing by what we do, then what we're doing is irrelevant. If your actions do not produce greater than what's already now, then the future will not be greater than now. I tell people this all the time when I'm mentoring. Every second from the second that we see now is the future. What are you doing right now? Your now is the future. At the end of the day, think about it. Now, now. Now, every second I say now, that is a new future that I'm producing of now. That is a new future that I'm producing to invest more. That is a new future that I'm producing to strive for more. That is a new future that I'm producing to, you know, encourage impact more, to think of new ideas, innovations, inventions even. When are we going to be innovative? When are we going to be creative? We have all the songwriters, we have all the singers, we have all the movie producers, we have all the actresses, the actors, we have the chefs, we have the cookbook writers, we have the book writers, the authors. We have all of these tools. But when will we allow our gift to create influence for a big impact? But I just want to leave you with that question. I want to leave you with this question here. And then I'm going to be out your way. And I thank you again for tuning in to Jay Best For Real. I thank you all so much. This was just awesome. This was an awesome experience. I can tell you that. I will continue to do this more often. But I just want to leave you with this question. I want to leave you with this this little nugget here that I want you to think about as you go on through your day. What are you investing in? What are you putting your time in? What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the things that don't matter, that won't produce? Or are you focusing on the things that actually matter, the things that will produce fruit for you, even others as well? What is your investment? Is your investment in you, then others? Or is your investment in others forgetting about you? It's okay to invest in others, but always remember to invest in yourself first. Because just as they say, you can't worry about helping somebody else if you can't even help yourself. So thank you all so much for tuning in to J-Best For Real. This is your man, Jaden Best, and I will see you all later.